Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By the break, Owen Schroyer's host of the show, Alex Jones here. I just wanted to add final pieces to the puzzle. Big picture, while all this insane stuff's happening that doesn't make sense, that doesn't have logic, is that we're being conditioned to be raped with experimental deadly shots that make us sick, that don't help us, raped with propaganda, raped with the LGBTQ, whatever it is today, raped by all of this corporate culture that runs death camps around the world and is incredibly oppressive. But gives us the new religion that we're bad and we're not good. So we've got to listen to the mainstream media and atone to them and their priesthood that make up the psychologists, the psychiatrists, and the that are on the globalist side, and the academics and the corporate bankers and the military leaders. This is a ruling class using behavioral psychology against us and training us to accept a new authoritarian nightmare future and overthrowing our Christian values. And a lot of the right wingers and people that, you know, don't like Israel, say we're not Judaic, you know, Christian history. No, I mean, yes, Christianity came out of Judaism and the common law that's in there. And also a lot of ancient Germanic common laws, also Norse law. A lot of our laws come from the Norse. So I really like our Norse law as well. So we have a mixture of those. And the globalists don't like Northern European law. They don't like Judaic law, Old Testament law. They don't like our Christian ethos. And so it's all being overthrown right now. You know, trials by juries, that comes from the Norse, that comes from the Vikings. The Norman actually began to introduce that. So this is all being overthrown. This is all being annihilated. And they're coming for our children. And now they want to inject our children with something that gives them heart attacks. So when you're just totally kicking butt and I got this big whistleblower coming on, I just want to remind listeners, because it's everything. It's like gas in an engine. It's, you know, it's like bullets in a gun. Without the listeners, we're nothing. We're all in this together. Folks, we're fighting hard. You're fighting hard. Just keep spreading the articles. Keep spreading the videos. Keep telling folks the truth lives at Infowars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv. And yes, buy a t-shirt, buy a book, get your storable food with us. We got the best, the lowest prices. Get the supplements, get the DNA Force Plus, sold out for over 6 months now, back in stock. So key to your mitochondria, so key to your cells with all that's going on. Get the X2, get the Winter Sun, get the Ultra 12, that's all 50% off, by the way. That will end this week because it's almost sold out. The Ultra 12 Winter Sun, DNA Force Plus, that will end on Sunday because it will be halfway sold out just because of supply chain breakdown. So thank you all for your support, and we're just fighting hard. We're all being vindicated right now, so now's the time to not sit on our laurels, push even harder. Back to Owen Schroyer.
It really is an incredible thing to sit here and see what the future of humanity is faced with, or America is faced with. And just the lack of resistance, the lack of obstacles, making them just railroad us to the point where they can shut down businesses, they can mandate experimental medicine that is unnecessary for most of the population, they can cover up sexual abuse industrial level by Jeffrey Epstein, they can cover up sexual abuse on a local level because they want to have transgender bathrooms. New numbers are now coming out that since Biden announced the vaccine mandate, which doesn't exist, it's just an edict, 4.3 million Americans have lost their jobs. So, like I said, I can't even get through all the news here on my desk that's so important without important news just stacking up on top of it. Now, we're going to be joined by a nurse, Danny, who is going to come on and talk about the vaccine mandates and why she chose not to get it and the tyranny happening in hospitals. And I've just got so much more here to cover, including I don't even know how to analyze this. Just give it to you raw. The other day, you may recall, I said Kamala Harris just had the weirdest video, the weirdest thing I've ever seen Kamala Harris involved in, which is saying a lot. She's a very weird, phony individual. Well, now it comes out that video I was talking about where she's with children talking about space was all fake. Literally a Hollywood production. Every child in that video was a paid actor. What? Is everyone at NASA a paid actor? Is everything Kamala Harris does some sort of weird skit? Is anything that woman does real? Is anything our government does real? How can I trust anything when Kamala Harris is paying children to be actors for some weird video where she's talking about space and planets and we're going to space, and it's all fake. Everything about that woman, fake, 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 fake.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now that's got my blood up, but also I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we are joined by Nurse Danny. Very long resume here. I won't get into all of her work. We'll just boil it down. She's worked in the medical field for 2 decades, 16 of them as a registered nurse, and she has decided to no longer work as a nurse, at least for now, in the hospitals because of the vaccine mandate. So we're going to ask her some questions, but we'll start with the basic. Nurse Danny, thank you for joining us. Why did you decide to leave your job as a nurse? What is it about the vaccine or the mandates that made you get to that decision?
Well, that's actually a twofold answer. First of all, the medical system as it stands is so broken, I could no longer do my job as it's designed to do. And then secondly, yes, the mandates go against my sincerely held spiritual beliefs, but it also go against what's best for me and my body. I am a recovering vaccine injured person, and to add anything more to my body would just be wrong for me.
What vaccine was it that you suffered an injury from?
The H1N1 and the flu vaccine.
Interesting. And what kind of health complications did you have after receiving those vaccines?
I had chronic migraines. I had total left-sided weakness on my body. My tongue paralyzed in my mouth, and I couldn't speak for a period of time. And then for years and years, I had neurological issues that no one really could figure out, and it wasn't until I had my last dose of the flu shot many years ago that I put it all together, that this is exactly what's causing all of these symptoms.
Wow. So they wouldn't even label that as a potential. You had to figure it out for yourself once another vaccine came in and made it all worse?
Right. Yeah. It took me about 10 years to figure it all out and regain my health.
Wow, that must be brutal, and yet you continue your work as a nurse throughout that. I also see here that you had a friend who was also a nurse with you that was bullied into taking the vaccine that now has a vaccine injury. Tell us about that.
Yes, so she had plenty of reasons, plenty of medical reasons not to. She went through the medical exemption process, which was a joke. They subsequently denied her medical exemption when she chose to take the shot because she couldn't afford to leave her job. Within 24 hours of that shot, she came down with crushing chest pain, was taken to the emergency room, and later diagnosed with myocarditis.
And so obviously this was something that she was peer pressured and bullied into doing. Was it the hospital that did that, or what are the tactics, the bullying tactics that they use to get the nurses to take the experimental shot?
The bullying tactics really came from enterprise-wide. It was a consistent onslaught of propaganda and coercion from top down. And it was by way of the emails that we were reading every single day, and then it just permeated the culture of our workspace. One of the most outstanding things that I can point to that caused a serious division or an attempt to divide us is the badge tags. These badge tags were to be worn in a very visible area on our badges, and it literally said COVID-19 vaccinated. And the language behind that coming from the higher ups was that how we know you're safe to be around is when you're wearing that badge tag. That's how we know you're safe.
Well, marking you, I mean, I don't need to go into the history of where that type of treatment comes from, but treating you like a second-class citizen, or even worse, I would say, we know where this goes throughout history. I'm curious, though, you know, obviously you probably knew you weren't going to get this vaccine. Did you attempt to get any sort of exemption, medical exemption, religious exemption? If so, what happened?
I did. So because of my medical history, I went for the medical exemption first. And then as they drug out the process, I was advised to go ahead and go for the religious exemption as well. When I sat down to write the religious exemption, I had a righteous indignation come over me, and it just did not sit well with me that some unknown group of people were going to judge my relationship with God. I just couldn't do it. So instead of writing my religious exemption, I wrote my resignation letter.
And what state do you work in?
Florida.
Is this a common thing in Florida right now?
I think my hospital was the leading the charge on this, but I'm hearing it trickle down from in other areas as well.
Now, I'm curious. Let's juxtapose the treatment of nurses from a year ago. Nurses were our heroes, frontline nurses. I mean, just the praise all the time. You know, I mean, we don't need to go into too much detail. I think people understand what the praise and the treatment of nurses was back then. You were heroes. You were America's front lines. You were dealing with this. And now here we are a year later, and you're just being disposed of like there's no big deal to it. How do you analyze that? How do you respond to that? What do you think of that?
Well, honestly, when that all happened, I really did feel like it was more of the propaganda, and it was the setup for the takedown. So I didn't hold any of that to any large weight at all. I honestly don't view myself as a hero in any stance before or even now. I am just literally doing what's right, and I'm just standing by that.
What do you make from being on the inside perspective of this in the hospitals? What do you make of all the COVID madness? What was it like for you last year? What was it like for you this year until you had to resign?
It really was a whirlwind and of fear-mongering and propaganda, really. Because if you just put that to the side and use your critical thinking and just assessed what was right in front of you, for us anyways, in the pediatric hospital, there was nothing to see. It didn't make any sense to cancel surgeries on patients that needed treatment, but we were canceling surgeries. We were working in the ICU during that time, but we weren't taking care of COVID patients. We were taking care of regular ICU patients. None of it really made sense, but I mean, that's what it was. It was just a whirlwind of madness, really.
Now, I'm curious because, you know, the media loves to humanize people and turn them into victims whenever it works for a political advantage. I don't see anybody doing that to you. I don't think you're claiming you're a victim, but I think your story does need to be humanized here because you're one of hundreds or even thousands, maybe tens of thousands of nurses that are going through this. What is it like personally for you to have to go through this now?
It is really hard. I honestly never thought that I would be put in a position to make this choice. I've wanted to be a nurse ever since I was 6 years old. I was living out my dream to be a pediatric nurse in a hospital here in Orlando. So to have to choose to step away from that has been really, really difficult. But again, it was the right decision to make to stand for bodily autonomy, to stand for freedom of choice, for medical freedom, for myself and for others. If I'm not going to stand, then who will?
Well, we salute you for standing, and I know you're not alone, and hopefully this is not going to be something that lasts forever, I'm hoping, especially in Florida, where your governor there is trying to stop the vaccine mandates from costing people their jobs. And I think we have an interesting phenomenon approaching us where nobody can cite the law for a vaccine mandate. So how are they able to enforce this without existence of any law? I mean, it's quite a phenomenon here from the dictator, Joe Biden, and now he's the scapegoat. We'll be right back with Nurse Danny.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones Show, Owen Troyer sitting in studio. We have Nurse Danny with us. I've got a couple more questions from her. We thank her for coming on the air with us to tell this story, and we do salute you for your courage. I know you don't consider yourself a hero, but you will be a hero to many, and at least for your courage to stand up for what you believe is right despite the bullying is commendable. A couple more questions for you here. Let me just ask you this. What was the internal discussion like, or the internal debate like, when it was the realization for yourself and for your other nurses that the vaccine mandates were coming? I'm sure you knew out of the gates you weren't going to take it, but I'm sure there was some discussion, some debate there. What was that like?
Well, it was really just like open family discussion, honestly. Like, that's the kind of culture we had cultivated in our unit. And there were people who were like, oh, for sure, I'm going to take it right away. And they did. And then there were people who were like, I may take it, but it's going to be at least a year. And then there were people who were on the fence. And then there were a few like me who were an absolute no for it. What was really cool about the whole thing was that we were open to hearing from each other without a whole lot of judgment or criticism, which is a testament to who we are as human beings, because what the hospital was creating was definitely an environment of division.
And I'm sure that a lot of information was shared. I'm sure you were sharing a lot of information as well. How did that get digested by some of your fellow nurses? I mean, did they start to rethink the vaccine? Did they start to question it? Were they unwavering?
There was a lot of rethinking. I remember a time where we all sat at the nurse's station where there was no patients to take care of in that moment. And we just had an open discussion, and I started sharing about the Nuremberg Code, and no one knew what that was. And so as I started to discuss with them what the Nuremberg Code was, how it came to be, and what our rights are underneath the Nuremberg Code, you could see the lights were coming on, and people who were on the fence started really questioning whether or not that they were going to take it or not.
2 decades you spent in healthcare. Have you ever seen anything like this?
I have never seen the red carpet rolled out for a shot like this in my life. No, I have not.
My body, my choice. We've been hearing this for decades. My body, my choice. My body, my choice. I won't get into the irony of that statement when it's applied to abortion, but that was a concept that has been bandied about by the left. My body, my choice. All of a sudden, it's the same people that chanted that for decades telling you you don't have a choice anymore. What does that represent to you?
Just more of the propaganda and confusion that is mainstream media, honestly.
How has this experience dealing with first the propaganda during the COVID year and now all the following propaganda plus the vaccine mandates with this rollout that we've never seen rushed before, how has all of this changed or reshaped or made you think about your worldview?
Yeah, it really, I've grown a lot in this last 2 years, having to really question and face the things that I've had to face. And what it's done for me is make me a stronger stand for freedom, a stronger stand for what I stand for my beliefs, and it's given me a boldness that I didn't know that I had before.
What would you say to nurses that might be tuned in that are faced with this pressure and haven't had to make the decision yet and are thinking about it? Or I know you're a mother as well. Or what would you say to mothers that are in a similar position here or thinking about their kids? What advice would you say to them?
I would say do your research. Informed consent is not happening. You are going to have to dig and do your own research and then stand together. Start to talk to people who are like-minded. You are not alone in this, and there's power in numbers. So come together soon and rise up against the tyranny that is this medical mandate.
Well, we thank you for joining us. We thank you for your boldness. I believe me, folks, it's not an easy thing for people that have worked their whole careers. Like you said, Danny, it's been your dream job to just give it all up because you believe in body autonomy. You actually believe in my body, my choice. Some of the nurses made the other choice to get the vaccine. Maybe now they're regretting it. They've had side effects, but we believe you made the right choice despite all the hardships, and we salute you for that. We salute you for your courage, and we salute you for your boldness for coming on with us today. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Nurse Danny, yet another great nurse here. The best nurses are the ones that are getting laid off, go figure. Of course, nurses that actually care about people's health and care about the truth when it comes to how people need to be treated for diseases or how the media is reporting on diseases. Notice they are the ones getting fired. They are the ones getting laid off. These are the nurses that we really want and we really need, and these are the ones that the system is purging right now, perhaps intentionally being done. And by the way, Alex mentioned this earlier, and I kind of got into this yesterday with my guest, but here's the headline from CNN. Synthetic chemical and consumer products linked to early death, study finds. Yeah. Yeah. Our synthetic world, our unnatural world, is literally killing us. And this used to really be at the root of InfoWars broadcast and political coverage, but we've evolved over the years, and now the audience is so big, and these surface political issues are so key to fight back against the fake news on and to expose the truth on, that we've kind of evolved out of that, just all the unnatural synthetic things in our planet that are killing us by design. But it's still there, folks. That is still at the very foundation here. And that's why InfoWars forever, really until Trump, wasn't considered conservative or liberal. It was just considered centrist, populist, just anti-establishment. But the Trump shakeup kind of just moved people away from common sense and logic. And so we've evolved with it, though. And now the Southwest Airlines CEO is blaming Biden for the vaccine mandate, says he never supports him. Well, that's a lie. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the CEO, Gary Kelly, is on the World Economic Forum. Guys, will you look that up for me? Because this is all coming from the World Economic Forum. So if he sits here and says, oh, I don't know about the vaccine mandates. I had nothing to do with that. I didn't like it. Da, da, da. I'm pretty sure he's on the World Economic Forum. And so that's just BS. But this just shows that they're going to use Biden as their scapegoat. They're going to use the guy that can't think, can't talk, can't walk, can't even wipe his own butt. And they're going to use him as their scapegoat for all this tyranny and the collapse of the economy and the collapse of the southern border and just the collapse of America. Biden is going to be the scapegoat. And then the New World Order, world corporate government, is going to come on top of us and take over. And they're just going to say, well, it's Biden's fault. He destroyed America, but this is where you're at now. Yeah, there he is, Gary Kelly. I knew he was on the World Economic Forum. Oh, but he knew nothing. He knew nothing of the vaccine mandates. They're just the ones that write the books about the Great Reset, and they're just the ones that write the books about how they're going to reset the planet with a virus. But he knows nothing. He knows nothing. So, yeah, Biden will be the scapegoat, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all by design. All right, still tons of big news to get to when we come back. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. 5 days left for the big specials we have right now. 5 days left for the big specials we have, and a lot of these supplements are selling out as I speak.
InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock or limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the Global's plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast and get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Sports world when it comes to the vaccine mandates and players rejecting it. But you had a story with John Gruden, who is a famous Super Bowl champion football coach, well known as a great football coach, gets along well with the players, and he's just now another victim of the left-wing hate mob cancel culture. And so he was obviously a target. I don't know why. I wasn't going to cover this today, but I saw this funny joke, and there's other news developing, so I thought I'd bring it up. Breaking, John Gruden identifies as Hunter Biden, so media will ignore his emails. And look, I can give you some more details on this. Basically, you had multiple investigations into football teams like the Washington Redskins that went on for years to try to find racism, and they never found anything. There wasn't even an investigation going on into John Gruden. It was some side investigation, and they just so happened to come across his emails, and I guess they shared them with the media. And so now he's canceled because he's a crass talker. We're talking about a sport where you're trained to basically annihilate people called football. I don't know if you've ever been field level at a football game, but it's like a car crash every 30 seconds. So he's canceled now, and we'll see how that goes. Obviously a political target. But in more relevant news, Kyrie Irving is another basketball player now who is refusing to get the COVID vaccine and is being mistreated by the media and by the National Basketball Association. And he's not allowed to work. He's not allowed to practice. He's not allowed to be with the team, travel with the team, just like Jonathan Isaac and others. Total discrimination, total segregation. And so this is the same party that said, oh, it's Jim Crow to have voter ID, which is just standard common sense practice. But, oh, that's Jim Crow. By the way, it was the Democrats that wrote the Jim Crow laws, but that's neither here nor there, I guess. They don't want to talk about their own history. They will erase their own history, but they don't talk about it. It's their history. And so the same people that said, oh, Jim Crow laws, having voter ID, are now telling black people they can't work unless they take an experimental medicine that they don't need. So who's really Jim Crow? So, you know, I don't know what kind of awakening process we're going to see in the coming months here, but I think one thing has to be undeniably accepted at this point from anybody who's a reasonable thinker or a logical person. And that's that the Democrat Party, the leftist, liberal, progressive agenda side of the aisle, are nothing but phonies and frauds and liars and deceivers. All they have is hypocrisy. All they have is double standards. This cannot be denied. This cannot be ignored. This is so clearly the case now. I think that undeniably it will be fully recognized by the midterm elections. Now, what does that mean for the elections? Who knows? You saw Biden couldn't get 10 people at a rally, but somehow got 81 million votes. And we do have election news here, by the way, which let me just segue it with that. Well, let me just start here, actually, and we'll get through this stack of news. So I've always asked this. This has been a number one issue of mine that I don't see anybody else talking about, and that is, what in the hell is going on in the Navy? What in the hell is going on in the Navy? Ships crashing into one another, ships crashing into random objects, ships docking in the South China Sea so China can invade. I mean, just insanity going on in the Navy. Who's leading this? What is happening with the Navy? It's out of control. It's not even our Navy anymore. And if it is, it's like they have no real leadership. It's like they're low IQ or something. Oh, here's another one. U.S. Navy helicopter recovered off California. So I'm telling you, man, there is something going, there is something fishy in the Navy, no pun intended, but there is something drastically wrong with our Navy right now. But here's the latest. Maryland couple, Navy nuclear engineer and his wife, are facing espionage-related charges. And it turns out this Navy engineer, this nuclear engineer, who is sharing nuclear secrets, naval intelligence, with foreign countries, I believe that's treason. Well, guess what? Turns out they're big Democrat activists, big Black Lives Matter activists, big anti-Trump activists. Do you see? Are you putting the pictures together? Are you putting the numbers together? Are you getting the conclusion? Are you understanding the formula here? Anti-Trump, anti-American leftists in the Navy shares nuclear secrets with foreign countries. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no debate here. The American left is doing anything and everything they can to sabotage and destroy our country. This must be understood. This must be digested. This must be accepted. Everything flows from there. Oh, don't even get me started on the FBI documents that say Nikola Tesla was in touch with space people. I'm not even kidding you. That's an FBI document. I don't know why the crew just put that thing up on the screen there, but that's what led me to that thought. Anyway, a new Nikola Tesla engineer devises UFO patents for the U.S. Navy. Yeah, there's FBI documents that say Nikola Tesla was in communication with space people, but I'm digressing. The point is, the left, at the top of the political level and at the bottom to their activist level, are all actively sabotaging the United States, where even Navy nuclear engineers are committing what appear to be treason, selling nuclear secrets to foreign powers. They all do it. Clinton did it. Pelosi does it. Waters does it. All the Democrats do it. Biden does it. They are actively and consciously sabotaging the United States of America because they hate you. And they know you love freedom. And they know you love prosperity. And they know you want to have grandkids that are free and grow up with everything that you grew up with. And so they're trying to destroy it. From the top of the Democrat Party to their low-level activists and minions, they're all on the same energy field. Destroy America, destroy freedom, destroy prosperity. We don't care if we destroy ourselves in the process. We will destroy the people we hate, and that is enough. And perhaps this is why the Pentagon's first software chief has resigned, saying the U.S. has already lost to China in the cyber war. It's already a done deal. Yeah, because Democrats are sold out to China because Democrats work for China. So he's like, why would I go on a team? This is like if you're a or you could know about the old World Series story with Shoeless Joe Jackson. 8 Men Out is the name of the movie. Where Shoeless Joe Jackson is the only member of the 1918, I don't remember what team it is, the White Sox. And everyone else on the team has made bets against their own team, so they were throwing the World Series, everybody except Joe Jackson. So, but that'd be like, you know, Joe Jackson saying, well, I never had a chance to win the World Series. Everyone on my team quit because they bet on the other team. That's what the Democrats are doing with China. They've given up on America. They've sold out America. They bet in China. They're in bed with China. So now people who are in the know at the Pentagon are like, why am I here every day playing this game for America when all of our politicians have sold us out to China? I'm not playing anymore. I'm wasting my time. And then you have this. You know what? I'm going to have to get to this on the other side. It's too important to try to breeze over here in 60 seconds. So I'm going to come back and do a major news blitz in the next segment here. And then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com. 5 days left to take advantage of these specials. DNA Force Plus is 40% off. Brain Force Ultra is 25% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 40% off. Living Defense Plus, 40% off. And Organic Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. But we're running low on that stock. We're going to keep it at 50% off, but we are running low on that. So you may want to get your Greens Fiber Caps before we sell out at 50% off. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air, keeps us ticking, so that we can bring you these news stories. Don't forget about COVID Land DVD, episode 1 on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't have emergency food supplies yet, what are you waiting for? We have the best at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a massive storefront, and I suggest you go there to support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let's do a news blitz here, and then I'm going to try to play some videos in the first 5 minutes of the next hour before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Let's just get down to it here. Amazon developing smart fridge to monitor what you eat. That's right, and this will be part of the new climate tyranny. You'll have a smart toilet. You'll have a smart fridge. You'll have a smart everything. It'll keep track of your carbon emissions so that you can be a good slave and get to eat that day and get a nice little small portion of water that day, too, because you will now be a prisoner on planet Earth of the New World Order. So it's smart everything to make sure that you can't live free and prosperous and you will just eventually fade out and die so that the New World Order can conquer the planet and get rid of those pesky humans. California makes it illegal to remove condom without consent. An act they call stealthing, but oh, you can knowingly give somebody AIDS in California, but you take a condom off in the middle of sex, they say that that's not consent, and you will be charged. Okay? California continues to get more asinine by the day. For Dave Chappelle, punt lines are dares. His new special, The Closer, goes too far. Oh, this is NPR. Oh, the left is now upset. The left is now upset because they don't like comedy because it pokes fun at them and shows how mentally disturbed they are, so they don't like it. But you want to see how really mentally disturbed they are? Go, you flip through this story and check this out, guys. I'm not even kidding you. This is a direct quote from this NPR story. Now, you know who Dave Chappelle is, obviously. A black man. I don't think anybody's denying Dave Chappelle is a black man, right? I mean, last I checked, this is an exact quote from the NPR article. Too often in the closer, it just sounds like Chappelle is using white privilege to excuse his own homophobia and transphobia. What? White privilege? So Larry Elder's a white supremacist. Dave Chappelle now has white privilege. Black men that don't want to be mind slaves to the Democrats and the liberal progressives are now considered white supremacists and having white privilege. Well, you people on the left really, you really don't see how you have become extremely disturbed, have you? Calling black men white just because you don't like their politics? You're messed up in the head, bud. Really messed up. And this is going to be an interesting one. We talked about the trans bathroom issue earlier, a very disgusting thing the Democrats are doing in Loudoun County, but it's not just there. It's everywhere. There's going to be an interesting cultural fight between trans and between all these different genders now. This was just someone who identifies as trans, and then this post kind of stirred a conversation. I'm trans, and I think only if you transition before male puberty, then you can compete. But if you transition after male puberty, get out. So basically, the trans community and the LGBTQIA, ABCDEFGHIDK, 29962 submarine, hot air balloon, panda, porcupine, niner plus community is going to start infighting about who's the bigger victim and who's really a genderqueer and who's really a two-spirit and who's really a unicorn, you know, donkey, you know. So that's going to be kind of funny and entertaining to watch, I suppose. This is just wild stuff. It has to make you question NASA, too. Kamala Harris hired child actors to be a part of her widely mocked NASA space video. As fake as Kamala Harris is, this was by far her phoniest attempt at being real that you've ever seen in your life. It was just so weird and disturbing to watch it. Well, now we know why it was so weird. It was literally actors. And apparently NASA does this all the time. I'm wondering, are there any real astronauts or are they all just actors? Maybe the moon was just in a basement in a studio in California. Oh. So, boy, that doesn't look good for NASA or Kamala Harris. What an embarrassment. Hiring actors for some fake publicity stunt video. But it turns out one of the actors is a regular. Child actor in Kamala Harris's space video starred in a video earlier this year with Michelle Obama. So apparently Democrats are always hiring child actors for these videos. Very strange. Very, very strange. $100 million in border wall materials rusting away in Texas. Yes, I've seen it. Just rusting away hundreds of billions of dollars because the Democrats want to have an open border policy for a litany of reasons. So, but now you also have $54 million, last I checked, in a private funding account to build the border wall. We already have $100 million of materials down there that we're not using. More money is now coming in to build a wall. None of it's going to happen because our governor is just a lot of talk on this issue. No action. Okay, now into some more news when it comes to the mysterious complexities, if you will, of the 2020 presidential election. Well, the I guess this is the one of the people that works for Dominion, or maybe the head of Dominion, Eric Coomer, who said only idiots voted for Trump, and I'm cleaning that up from the curse words. Eric Coomer admits under oath that Dominion executives share his extreme left beliefs, is the headline at the Gateway Pundit. And so these are the people that are running our voting machines that hate Trump, and we're supposed to trust them. Okay, got you. And now the fake Facebook whistleblower that's actually a Democrat Party activist has been put in charge of an oversight board. Oh, how convenient. Yes, the fake Facebook whistleblower says, I have accepted the invitation to brief the Facebook oversight board. Oh, there's a Facebook oversight board. Oh, yes, that's not going to be used to censor out dissenting opinions at all, I'm sure. About what I learned while working there, Facebook has lied to the board repeatedly, and I am looking forward to sharing the truth with them. And, you know, this is going to result in just more censorship. They're just pandering like it's a good thing. Edward Snowden puts it pretty well, I think, in this statement. There is something miserable in the figure who enjoyed in their youth the freedom of speech, but from the comfort of age seeks to deny it to others, some deformity of the soul. That's what it is. It's a deformity of the soul. We are dealing with soul-sucked demons. And people are really starting to realize how evil this is. Fulton County, Georgia, fires two election workers accused of shredding 300 voter applications. Oh, there's people getting arrested for voter fraud and ballot harvesting and shredding votes and throwing votes away. But, oh, nothing to see here. No irregularities. It's all fake news. Arizona State Representative Wendy Rogers wants less letters, more arrests. Well, yeah, that's how you deal with criminals. You don't write letters. You arrest them, and that's why we have so much criminal activity in our country, because we just talk about it. We talk about the illegal immigration. We talk about the illegal vaccine mandates, and you know, it just continues. Again, Loudoun County schools tried to conceal sexual assault against a daughter in the bathroom, against a father, against a girl in the bathroom, so that they could get the transgender bathroom bill passed. Really sick stuff. Outrage after man who stabbed high school sophomore to death and watched him die, then hid the murder weapon, gets acquitted. Wow. Wow. Now, can you imagine, again, if the roles were reversed? I won't even tell you what the racial deal here is, but I bet you can guess. And I bet you can guess what would be the case if the roles were reversed. And instead, it was Trey Adams who got stabbed to death, not doing the stabbing. And it was his murderer that got acquitted. Can you even imagine? Just like the suspected is the known Texas high school gunman from last week, got released within 24 hours and got a welcome home party. Nice. So there's still political prisoners that don't get bailed, don't get released, who didn't hurt a fly. But, oh, you shot up your high school? You get released immediately. Oh, you stabbed your high school classmate to death? You get acquitted. Yay. Nice. Thomas Massey is a great American in Congress. He says, end the federal Department of Re-Education. That's it exactly. Or indoctrination, probably better yet. It's time to divorce our children from the federal Department of Education. And then he has released a statement on that to abolish the federal government from running our education into the ground is what they're doing. I mentioned this earlier. Report, average 22-year-old male has same testosterone levels as 67-year-old 20 years ago. How do you figure that? Well, this is, ties into the CNN headline from earlier. It's the chemicals in the food. It's the chemicals in the water. It's the addiction to porn. It's the lack of exercise, lack of sun, video game head, destruction of men. And so, yes, that is what's happening. Feeding the gods. Hundreds of skulls reveal massive scale of human sacrifice in Aztec capital. The human sacrifice party is back, and they are now mandating experimental vaccines with no necessary medical reasons that are killing people. And then I guess they'll be put into these camps in Australia called quarantine camps. Maybe that's where you'll find the mass death sites like you see with the Aztecs. Oh, happy Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to murder 100,000 people because we're good Indigenous Peoples Day. And we're just so woke that the Indigenous people were just so much better than Columbus, right? Yeah. Yep. That's the one. All right, I'm going to come back and do the first 5 minutes before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. And I'm going to play a couple videos here. But there you go, folks. Take this vaccine that's experimental, killing tens of thousands of people, not because you need it, but because we want you to.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.